dating and the workplace. This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I'm single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
All right, so we have some guests in studio here with us today that know a lot about this topic in particularly. It's John Ledley and Kate Mitchell. They are restaurateurs as well as theater owners here in the great city of Chicago. So why don't you just tell us, first of all, tell us about yourselves. John, go ahead.
Sure, I'm 42 years old, live in the city. I do a little bit of comedy, a bit of bartending. Stay home with the kids as often as possible. We do a little pizza restaurant in Lincoln Park and a little stand-up comedy theater in Wrigley.
All right. Kate, are you from Chicago?
No, I grew up on a farm in Iowa.
Iowa! Yeah. I knew I liked you.
Yeah, the town that I am from is 28 people.
Wow. What town is... I'm from people. Iowa originally. So,
oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm from Des Moines. There's more than 28 people there.
The
but
booming metropolis.
Yes, that's right.
Buckingham, Iowa.
Buckingham, where's that? What's it near?
South of Waterloo.
Okay, I know where Waterloo is.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, so first of all, how did you guys meet? Did you guys meet at work?
Yeah, we haven't touched on the fact that they're a married couple.
Didn't we?
You said they know a lot about this topic.
Oh.
You did not actually say they were married.
Well, they're married.
They are married.
We go.
Yes.
Well, which brings me to the first question. Did you guys meet on the job, or how did you guys get together?
We did, yeah.
It was pretty simple. We were working at a place called, I'll give them the plug. We were working at Trader Todd's Adventure Bar.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Oh, okay.
3216 North Sheffield.
I know that. You do the surfboard shots, right?
Oh, yeah. The shot ski. The short story is we worked together for a little bit. The part that I remember of it is I remember sitting down at the bar, ordering my normal drink at the time, which was Miller Lite, Johnny Walker Black on the Rocks with a shot of Jameson back.
Oh, my God.
Because I had a problem. And she sat down next to me and ordered a Dewar's Rocks. And I just turned around and was like, hi, can we go out sometime?
And, hey. And then we had a drunken one-night stand that turned into, 14 years now?
Wow.
14 years of, 13 married, maybe like 16.
So when did you guys come together on working together? I mean, as far as the theater and the restaurant, tell us about that.
That's just been a lot of years of both being in the same industry, I think.
We worked together at another restaurant before this, we bartended together. And we had kind of like a banter that people seemed to like and respond to. And by banter, I mean like constant bickering.
Yeah, people were... We'd be yelling at each other for all the things that we did during the day, all the things that the kids had done, just back and forth. Like, you're not even here right now. Let us finish this, then we'll come over to you. And people loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought that's, as long as we can keep that going, financially, that's good for us.
And you guys have mentioned kids. How many kids do you guys have?
Two.
Two. How old?
12 and 14.
Oh, wow. Okay. Then going back to you guys, though, did you guys have any... I mean, you guys worked together for a long time, so you probably didn't have any reservations on going into business together then, right?
No, not at all. She was the first person I... Like, when we got the theater, we were like, well, we need a bartender. And I was like, we don't. We already have one.
Did you... was there anything that you thought that may be a challenge when it comes to that? No?
I think it's just time constraints is the hardest part. There's a lot of
juggling, maybe?
There's a lot of juggling. There's a lot of times where we're overlapping between the multiple places and just getting kids to where they need to go. And that seems to be the biggest hurdle.
Right, just the scheduling and getting everything, making sure that it's done then. It's a lot of people have office romances, as we were kind of talking before we got started here. A lot of them sometimes don't end well. When you guys were dating and kind of being together, was that ever a concern? Like, what happens if this doesn't work out?
Well, the whole idea, I think, was that it wouldn't. I think we're both pretty open about that all the time. Like, I asked her out and she said, absolutely not. And then, so I made it a group date. I was like, how about if we all go, and we'll all go to Ravens at 4 in the afternoon and see if we could make it all the way till 4 in the morning.
Wow, 12-hour run.
And that was the first.
You made it, I'm
that
sure.
That was the, well, we were the last two standing.
Oh, well, then it was meant to be then.
I guess. In the cab on the way home, he asked me to marry him, and I said, let's go to another bar.
How long before he then asked you to marry him again for real? Well, maybe the first one was for real. I'm sorry.
No one knows. No one will remember. I'll never remember if I meant it. It was a couple years.
We went kind of out of order. We lived together, and then we bought a condo, and then we had our older son, and then we finally got married after that.
Right. Well, you guys were obviously together, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, what advice would you have for people in office romances, since yours was so successful?
I don't know. I think you got to put business first.
While you're in the business, you put the business first?
While you're there, the other stuff needs to go by the wayside.
So you guys are really
check it at the door.
You're really co-workers at work.
Yeah.
And then
I'm the boss.
Is that true?
Kate, would you like to say anything about that?
I think that it's easier that way, you know, to just recognize like a work hierarchy.
You know, it's funny you say that, because when we were thinking about this topic earlier, I thought to myself, I think one of the secrets would have to be knowing your role at home and then separately knowing your role at work. And whatever, that the dynamics can obviously be very different, I imagine.
Right. Yeah. I'm not the boss at home.
Yeah. I think a lot of us can say the same thing.
Yeah.
Our guests are John Ledley and Kate Mitchell. They are married, as I forgot to point out at the beginning of the show. And tell us about what you guys do at the theater then, too.
So the theater houses the Lincoln Lodge, which is the longest-running independent stand-up showcase in the country. We've been really lucky for that to be very popular and turn out a lot of great working comedians all over the country.
You've had some big names.
There have been some big names through there, yeah, over the years.
Judd Apatow we had.
Oh, great.
On our stage a couple times in this past year.
Yeah, we've been really lucky to get people trying to put together acts for their Netflix and Comedy Central specials. It would just seem like a good spot for people to come. It's smaller. You could do 4 or 5 shows to a smaller crowd. And we run as a nonprofit through Tight Five, so we're able to pay a little more because we're not really keeping the money. So we're able to put on some better shows because we don't have the same constraints as other places.
Now, one thing, I was talking to a coworker of mine earlier, and she was asking what we were going to do tonight for the podcast, and I said that we were going to have you guys in and talk about working with your spouse, and she had told me that she worked with her husband for several years, and she said, you know, it was fine. Said the only thing we ever talked about was work. Do you guys find that? Or do you have to separate yourself, or do you find ways to separate yourself from that?
We just have... I feel like right now we have so much going on that...
You need to talk about work?
We need to talk about work all the time.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. We're just... Like, you really like moments like getting to sit down and watch Game of Thrones where everyone doesn't talk.
Yeah.
If that's a thing, the more quiet time we could find, if we could sneak out somewhere and just get an appetizer and the restaurant's too loud to talk and we could just sit and look at each other... Or a TV. That's great.
Comfortable silences.
Oh, you're in a good relationship when you got comfortable silence. No question about that.
But I think, I mean, what, like, work is like you have so much going on. I mean, it's like, is your life right
Allison,
now?
By the way, is, she was,
I was making a joke
because
I was, no, just, I was making a joke because I've been silent the whole
time. I was going to say.
So this is very comfortable.
Very comfortable silence.
Allison's in a comfortable silence. But I mean, you are so busy, so that is a lot of your life.
Yeah.
So it is. You just tend to talk about what's happening, and that's what's happening right now. And then obviously the boys.
Yeah. I think one thing that makes it work is they're all kind of different projects, too. You know, we've got the family, we've got the restaurant, we've got the theater, which is like a whole different set of personalities and job responsibilities.
Yeah, nothing really stays stale because you're turning to the next thing every 5 minutes. It's not, you're not focused on one thing for too long before you have to put out a fire.
Somewhere else.
I would think that having a husband working like as a bartender or in a restaurant, I think that would be really hard.
Is it because of infidelity reasons, or why do you say?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I just think that those are wild hours, and I think that would be really hard to raise a family and like.
Yeah, how do you guys deal with that?
Like we said before, I feel like it's a lot of just trading off, you know, tapping the other person out and as often as we can. And, you know, our kids are a little bit older now, so they can be a little more independent. I just got them bus cards, which, oh my God, they loved so much.
That has changed my life already.
So they've been taking the city bus home from school.
Have you guys seen, in your line of work, have you seen some other romances foster at your theater and at the restaurant?
Yeah, usually at least once a week. Somebody's.
Have you seen problems arise because of that?
Oh, yeah. I see people lose their jobs all the time.
Like, what do they do?
Have sex with their...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I should have been more specific.
Yeah.
You mean lose their jobs? I was talking about just like, you know, I don't know, like a bartender and a staff person or a server or something like that.
Yeah. That usually ends up in someone losing their job a lot of times.
Somebody will just quit. They're just...
Usually somebody quits or somebody takes it too far. And yeah, that's pretty prevalent.
Well, also, I mean, I worked briefly in the industry. You've worked in that industry, too.
Yes.
Well, you know, come to think of it, I don't think it matters what damn industry you're in. It happens all the time. I was just thinking about it. I mean, I generally date within my world.
Right.
Because it's easier for me, especially because I work crazy hours as well. And I generally date in the industry just because it's easier, I think.
Yeah, it's too hard. The most thing that I see, I guess, is when one of the people, let's say the successful relationship does form, and then somebody gets a day job.
That's tough.
Then that's over.
Right.
Like, if it hasn't been long enough, if it's like relatively new, less than a year, that's just done. You can hold on, but it's over.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to get to the dating. We heard how you guys met. We heard about, I think, your first group date. From 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's amazing. Tell us about a special date that you guys had that you would talk about.
Has there been one of those?
How about this? How about just the funniest date you've...
Oh, what about when we went to Old Timers? Remember Old Timers?
Old Timers was great. Yeah, that was a good date. That was just a bar crawl, another bar crawl day.
What is Old Time? Is it Old Timers a spot that I'm not aware of?
I think it might be gone now.
It's gone. It was a diner on one side, bar on the other side, like right here, just off Michigan Avenue.
And it closed at like, what, 7 p.m. or something like that?
Something early like that, yeah. And we got in there, we met all these people from different countries. And
they all knew each other. Like, I think they all went there every single day.
You know what? We've actually had a good double date.
We did.
The couples got together and did a tourist day.
Oh, those are fun.
We were supposed to go to Conan. I think we got locked out. We were there too late. And then we're like, all right, well, let's just do a tourist day. It included a visit to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And some mudslides.
Oh, my God.
Was it Chili's? Really doing it.
I think we went in Chili's and got mudslides. Yeah.
We did a tourist day. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. That was definitely.
I'd recommend that to anyone who hasn't done that. Have a tourist day in your own city.
I did a tourist day. This was when I was living in San Antonio, though, and I was seeing this woman. And we had gone out the night before, woke up a little blurry-eyed, and went to go get brunch. And we sat down to eat brunch on the Riverwalk. I don't know if you guys have ever been to San Antonio, but it was just, I mean, it was a Saturday, it was warm, and it was just tourists everywhere. And they were annoying tourists, too. And so we had a drink or two at brunch and decided, well, we're not going to beat them. Let's join them. So we went and got outfits. We went to this terrible souvenir store. I got a cut-off sweatshirt that said, take the bull by the horns.
Perfect.
And I think she got a pink cowboy hat and some other terrible San Antonio shirt. But then we did a little bar crawl and took pictures with all the wait staff and just were really obnoxious. It was fun. It was a great time.
Knowledge of San Antonio is the movie Cloak and Dagger. Isn't Cloak and Dagger in San Antonio and the Riverwalk?
I don't remember that.
You guys remember Cloak and
Selena,
Dagger?
Selena, I know
Dabney
that.
Coleman?
I remember that movie.
You don't remember...
That was my least favorite Dabney Coleman movie.
Was it? I thought it was classic. They had the evil old people that were super creepy.
Oh, yeah.
You have to check it out.
It was a good movie. It was
a good movie.
80s movie, for sure.
80s, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, yep. That was good stuff. Allison, you sure you need to... No, can you calm down over there?
I know. I'm sorry. It's just magical having two people from Bartlett in the same room. I don't know what to
Well, I mean, Kate never really lived in Bartlett.
She means me and you.
Oh, duh. Hey, I knew that. I was.
I know. I went on a date. I went on a few dates with a guy.
New people.
And I thought I really liked him. And then he ordered V&V pizza for delivery. And I was like, ugh.
Shit. Yuck. Allison. Yuck.
I'm kidding.
I was going to say, what?
My blood's made out of V&V sauce.
Allison, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
But she hasn't said much today.
I disagree.
So.
I disagree.
I mean, ever in your life.
Don't say that about my friend Allison.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know. Thank God you're here.
When moving back to kind of working together and things like that, did you ever... I guess my hardest part would be the always talking about work, but with the children and everything, it just, you guys get out of that then, huh?
Yeah, there's plenty to be mad at the kids for.
that'll
move you on. I mean, just recently, this is a horrible story. Just recently, I was sitting at home and I'm hearing a phone buzz over and over throughout the day, and I go into my son's room. And I see that his phone's there. I pick it up, you know, dial right into it, and I start reading what is, I can only describe as the filthiest group chat that I've ever seen. Every name on there is just worse than the next one.
Really?
Going down the line. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been supervising them very well while they're playing video games online. Obviously, they're in some trouble here. And so I scroll through and I scroll through, and oh my God, it's just getting worse and worse. And there's one guy in particular. And it's GirthyMan69.
Oh, no.
Just saying the absolute worst things. And now it's going through my mind, oh, my God, these kids are going to, who's coming here when we're not here? What's going on? He gets home, and I say, Maxwell, I need to talk to you right now. I need to know about this. And he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you found that. I'm so sorry. You could delete the app. You can delete the app. And I'm like, no, I need you to tell me what this is. And he said, it's my... sixth grade class group chat.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God. And he starts going through who all the people are. And I was like, what I need to know right now is I need to know who this GirthyMan69 is, because I'm calling their parents.
Yeah.
And that's when his face turned beet red. And he said, I'm GirthyMan69. And I just lost it for like 20 minutes. So when those types of things are going on, it's easy to put work on the back burner.
Oh, man.
And we go shut the door in our room and laugh till we cry that it happened.
We still call him GirthyMan69.
Oh, no, I'm sure he loves that, too. Hey, Girth. GirthyMan.
It was like 15 minutes where I was just screaming like, I changed your diapers. You're no GirthyMan69.
Oh. So tell us what you're doing with the theater now. This is a special show, I guess. Tell us about that and how it works, and it kind of fits into your lives here pretty well.
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, sure. We co-produce a show called Bitch and Purge, and it's a service industry storytelling show where servers and bartenders come on and tell horror stories about their jobs.
Generally with people or just in general?
Oh.
Or customers.
Generally about customers. Right.
Yeah, it's mostly customer stories. Some of them are just horrible things you've witnessed or things that have happened to you or just the dumb questions. I think one of the important things about what we do every month with it is the money we collect at the door from everybody, we take out the expenses, and then we take the rest of that money and we donate it to somebody in the service industry directly who's having a hardship.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So if somebody...
That's really awesome.
Yeah, you know, you cut your finger and you're out of work for a couple of days. You know, you hit us up and then you come in and everybody hangs out and has drinks and tells stories that only everyone in the room gets or understands. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great time, a good networking event.
What, I mean, you guys are both in the industry. If you were to tell a story, give us a little sample.
Well, we were just at the Cream City Comedy Festival in Milwaukee this past weekend, so we got to tell a lot of stories there.
God, some of them are so inappropriate. It makes the Girthy Man story look like the Bible, some of these.
Let us be the judge of inappropriate.
What do you think? Tripsy Daisies or... No, that one looks bad on me. So I bartended at this brunch place for a couple years, and I didn't really know what Tinder was. So one morning a guy shows up and he's dressed like he's going to a wedding and sits down at the bar and starts ordering like really nice champagne for his mimosa flutes and like starts pre-ordering all this food. And he can't help but to keep showing me a picture of this woman on the phone that he met on the internet that is on her way to meet him for brunch. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, but like you could tell from the picture that it was from a magazine. And he was getting catfished. Yeah. And oh boy, did he get catfished. The woman came in and obviously had already been drinking for hours. This is a very abbreviated sure. version of this story to take out a lot of the swear words. But she came in already very drunk and immediately got in there, chugged the first mimosa carafe. And, you know, we're trying to slow her down.
Carafe?
Carafe. Okay. Carafe, yes.
Whoa.
Almost three That's quarters intense. Of a bottle in one. And I know that I should be giving her coffee or water or food. But at the same time, I was like, that was pretty funny. And it's not that busy. You know, he says, I'll keep an eye on her. I'll serve you another one. And I did. And she went to try to chug that one too, which we stopped her from getting that one down. And that's when she was cut off immediately and given water and coffee. And I was being pretty responsible. And she said, I have to go to the bathroom. And she left to go to the bathroom, and it started to get busy. And then I realized about 15 minutes later, she hadn't been back. I looked around the corner. I could see a huge line for the women's room. I was like, oh, my God. So we have to go over there, and the door's locked, and we have to get in to make sure, you know, she's not asleep in there. And
or dead.
Right. Exactly, because she looked pretty bad. The chef needs us to get in there, and there's not a lot of locks. They're going to stop me. And so she's like, can you pop this open real quick? And as I do, I pop it open, and she's sitting there on the toilet looking passed out. Her left breast is out. There is puke running down it and cascading into a pool. And this is just me looking for 1 second, like getting a quick once over. And it is pooled into her underpants. And she looks up at me, like right as I'm like, I got to shut this door, I look, and she just like, sits up and her eyes lock with mine. I'm like, oh my God. And she grabs him like her pants and just pulled him right up.
Man.
And it was audible. I guess you would say it was very
squishy.
So that's the kind of story you might hear.
When is the show?
The second Sunday of every month at Under the Gun. It starts, we open the bar at 9 and the show starts at 10.
All right. And where can people find you?
Just Facebook and stuff. I don't know. I don't do a lot of promotion because I don't have time to do anything else.
Yeah, Bitch and Purge at on Facebook.
Yeah, we do most everything through there.
All right, and where's the restaurant?
Restaurant is 1909 North Lincoln, right by the zoo. Theater's 956 West Newport.
What's harder, the restaurant or the theater?
Oh, that's a tough question to answer. I think we're having trouble with the restaurant. The restaurant is giving us more problems right now because we don't have enough time to be there.
Yeah.
But the theater is just like so many different personalities that there's a lot of management that goes on with that.
Right, a lot of management that has nothing to do with management.
You know, one thing also in both of those industries that, I mean, that's pretty much almost a 24/7 job. I mean, mostly because people like to steal from people, especially in cash businesses. So you have to be there, or you have to have at least people that you trust there all the time.
Right.
When do you guys find time for just yourselves to go and be by yourselves and not have to do with that? Because it seems like one of you would have to be someplace at almost every time, and then the other one would have to be with the kids. I mean, your relationship needs you. You guys need to be together at some point. How do you do that? How do you solve that issue?
Well, when we end up bartending together or working together, we always just call it date night.
There you go.
Pretty much.
Do you guys still bicker?
I was looking forward to 2020. To find a day.
Yeah. Well, then you actually make money on your date night. You get paid for date night.
So we could actually be on a date night the following week, but we won't. We're greedy. We'll go back in.
And then you'll go home and have comfortable silence on the couch watching Game of Thrones.
Absolutely.
Catching up.
Well, I'm doing the New York Times crossword puzzle from 1994.
All right. John Ledley and Kate Mitchell, they are our guests talking about working together with your spouse, also giving us a little history on workplace romance as well. Allison had a lot to bring to the table this episode. Allison, I'm sure
there are a lot of voices.
All right, so for Allison and Tom, I am Eric Wrong, Single, Married, Divorced. Have a great week, everyone.